In the dusty border town of Lonesome Dove, Texas, two aging former Texas Rangers run a small horse trading operation that barely keeps them occupied. Augustus Gus spends his days philosophizing on the porch with a jug of whiskey, while his partner Woodrow Call works from dawn to dusk with methodical precision. These men couldn't be more different. Gus, talkative and fond of life's pleasures, Call, stoic and uncomfortable with emotion. Yet they share a bond forged through decades of rangering together. Their quiet existence shatters when their old comrade Jake Spoon arrives with tales of Montana's unsettled paradise, fleeing a murder charge and painting vast grasslands ripe for the taking. Call, restless despite his advancing years, becomes fixated on establishing the first cattle ranch in this northern Eden. What begins as a business venture quickly reveals itself as something more profound, one last great adventure to give meaning to their twilight years. As they gather a crew of cowboys, former slaves, and Mexican vaqueros, they prepare to drive 3,000 cattle across the most challenging terrain on the continent. A journey that will test not just their physical endurance, but the very nature of their lifelong friendship. The America that unfolds before the Hat Creek Cattle Company bears little resemblance to Hollywood's romanticized West. Their journey traverses snake-infested rivers where Sean O'Brien dies screaming from water moccasin bites. Sandstorms descend without warning, nearly suffocating the men and leaving them sand-scoured. During waterless stretches, thirst drives cattle temporarily blind, forcing impossible choices. A grizzly savages their prized Texas bull with terrifying efficiency. Human violence proves equally commonplace. Blue Duck subjects Lorena to unspeakable brutality, while the Suggs brothers murder innocent settlers with casual indifference. Even our heroes participate in this harsh justice, hanging Jake Spoon alongside murderers, despite recognizing his essential innocence. Death arrives with stunning randomness. Dietz, the moral center of the novel, dies ingloriously from a random Indian attack. Augustus himself succumbs not to a heroic gunfight, but to gangrene after a seemingly survivable wound. In this unsparing landscape, true heroism emerges not through glamorous victories, but through stubborn persistence and unwavering commitment to one another. Though Lonesome Dove centers on a cattle drive through male territory, the women provide its emotional core. Lorena Wood, the beautiful prostitute at the Dry Bean Saloon, dreams of escape to San Francisco. When Jake Spoon offers to take her west, she sees a chance to reinvent herself. After being kidnapped by Blue Duck and rescued by Augustus, she begins a healing journey. Their relationship evolves into a deep bond of protection and mutual respect. Through his patient care, Lorena slowly reclaims herself. Clara Allen embodies practical wisdom, running her Nebraska horse breeding operation while caring for her comatose husband and daughters. Her reunion with Augustus reveals she rejected his proposals years ago to build the life she wanted. Elmira Johnson provides a dark counterpoint, abandoning her husband July and newborn son to pursue former lover Dee Boot, ending in tragedy. Through these intersecting stories, women's experiences shape the American frontier as significantly as men's adventures. At its heart, Lonesome Dove explores the intricate bonds between people struggling to connect across vast emotional distances. The friendship between Call and Augustus forms the novel's backbone, a partnership of opposites whose bickering disguises a profound bond only fully revealed after Augustus's death. The father-son relationship between Call and Newt provides the story's most poignant thread. When Call finally gives Newt his prized horse but cannot give him his name, the gesture encapsulates both his growth and limitations as a father. Augustus's enduring love for Clara represents the road not taken, while Jake's cruelty toward Lorena shows exploitation masquerading as affection. July Johnson's pursuit of his unloving wife demonstrates how devotion becomes self-destruction when not reciprocated. Even minor relationships carry emotional weight. P.I. and Dietz's friendship, Dish Bogut's unrequited love for Lorena, and Po Campo's fatherly mentoring. These connections form a web that sustains the characters through their hardships. Lonesome Dove portrays the fading mythic West. The Texas Rangers' glory days have yielded to cattle ranching, with buffalo herds vanishing, leaving only bones marking the northern trail. Augustus tells Call, "We've killed off most of the people that made this country interesting to begin with," acknowledging their role in displacing natives. He foresees bankers and lawyers following them north, bringing the civilization they're fleeing. His wisdom recognizes the cattle drive as freedom's last gasp before modernity encroaches. Call remains trapped in the past, his rigid honor code unsuited for an evolving world. His journey returning Augustus's body becomes a literal carrying of the past. When Call finally returns to Lonesome Dove, he finds it transformed. New buildings, different faces, only Bolivar remaining. The Hat Creek Cattle Company sign, first used to carry Augustus's coffin, then as his headstone, symbolizes their enterprise's impermanence. Asked where the outfit is located, Call simply answers, "Buried what ain't in Montana." By journey's end, many are dead or forever changed, carrying visible and invisible scars. Newt evolves from an uncertain boy to a capable young man, earning respect through his horse skills and work ethic. Lorena, after her traumatic kidnapping, finds healing at Clara's ranch, gradually reclaiming her voice. Dish's unrequited love for Lorena matures into appreciation for Clara's daughter Sally. Even taciturn P.I. discovers unexpected courage during his harrowing escape from Indians. Call undergoes perhaps the most significant transformation. His rigid self-control cracks after Augustus's death, revealing long-suppressed emotions. His promise to return his friend's body becomes both burden and atonement. When Clara calls him a vain coward for all your fighting, her words wound him because he recognizes their truth. Not all transformations are positive. Some characters break rather than grow. Elmira's obsession leads to her death, while July Johnson's devotion becomes hollow after losing everything. The journey ultimately reveals character rather than creating it, exposing what was always beneath the surface. Nearly four decades after publication, Lonesome Dove transcends Western genre limitations while honoring its traditions. McMurtry creates characters of remarkable depth that feel like people we've known rather than fictional constructs. The novel's unflinching portrayal of frontier life corrects romanticized versions of Western expansion without descending into cynicism. The friendship between Call and Augustus, Newt's coming of age, and Lorena's journey toward self-determination affirm the possibility of meaning even in harsh circumstances. In Call's return to a transformed Lonesome Dove, we witness the bittersweet reality of progress, the frontier disappearing as something new emerges. This tension between nostalgia and forward movement, between mythic past and prosaic present, speaks to something fundamental in the American experience. The story captivates because in these characters we recognize ourselves, navigating our own frontiers with the same mixture of courage, folly, and hope. Their journey reminds us that even as landscapes transform, essential human struggles remain consistent: the search for purpose, connection, and confrontation with mortality.